The Winter Olympics are underway in Pyeongchang, and there's a lot you can learn from watching the games to improve your daily training and diet.
And joining us to discuss what you can learn from the speed skating events is Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym in his Best Body Report. Good to see you again, Hackley.
Great to be here, Sean and Dimitri.
So this first question may sound a little obvious. What makes Olympic short track speed skating so cool to watch?
The first thing is the amount of speed that's generated. I mean, these guys are going around 111-meter track, oval track, at phenomenal speeds, 40 miles an hour. And then they take those turns that are so incredible, plus the fact that we're so scared that they're going to crash or something's going to happen. So, again, it's something that, because of the speed and because of the coordination and balance, it's really, really interesting and fun to watch.
These athletes are in phenomenal shape. What's the training like?
Well, you know, Sean, they train upwards of 1,000 hours a year. I mean, it's, you know, in season, out of season. There's no real day that you can take off because the sport is so specific, and you have to really nail all the different things between balance, coordination, strength, speed, core strength. So you really have to be on top of it. And it's something that you really can't kind of walk away from during the off season. So you have to really stay on point.
So that's the consistency part. But do they do any special training?
Well, you know, part of it is breath control, because the anxiety, you know, if you get too tight or whatever, especially if you're taking these turns or get a lot of anxiety doing a race, that could really affect the outcome of your performance. So you really want to be focused on being relaxed, being strong, and being confident, and also proprioception, where you are in relationship to the other skaters on the track, is also very important.
What kind of diet do these athletes do?
You know, pretty much, Sean, they can eat almost anything because of the amount of energy expenditure, but most of them don't. So if you have access to the best nutritionists at the Olympic Training Center, you're going to take advantage of that. So basically, organic, nutrient-dense food, a lot of it, a lot of vegetables, a lot of water, and you really want to stay away from the caffeine because that could be a little bit on the dangerous side.
Mm. How important is equipment?
Well, you know, it could be one of the most important factors of all, considering the fact that they have to squeeze into that spandex, and they also have to have specialized skates, which could cost several thousand dollars. So the right amount of equipment and the heaviness, the material that's made, is very important to the overall performance and speed.
And you have a very special friend who's a speed skater. Who is it?
I do. Apollo Ono. Matter of fact, yes, Apollo and I have been good friends for the past couple of years. 2 years ago, I had the pleasure of inducting him into the International Sports Hall of Fame. What a great guy, wonderful, humble, and actually he's over in Korea to announce some of these speed skating events.
Hack, good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.